Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some balita along with some news. And as we say here on the Filipino-American National News, a plethora of music. But we're going to start off the evening with our community announcement for this week that's happening next week here in the Filipino American community, and that is the Phil Minnesotan Association's 44th presentation of Debbie Thompson Escorts, which will be taking place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul, which is off of Kellogg Avenue. The cocktails begin at 6 o'clock in the evening, and the dinner begins at 7 o'clock. There is a total of 11 couples in the debutantes ball, ranging in age from high school and college. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact frequent guest of the Filipino American National News, Boo Dava, 763-528-5768. And generally at the debutantes ball, you will see a presentation of young men and women to the Filipino American community. They will be doing quite a few dances, ranging from the traditional waltz to tango to some modern dances. In the time that I was in the debutantes ball many, many years ago, which I was able to participate three times as a sophomore, junior, and senior in high school, we mainly just did a waltz. So to see the amount of endurance and practice time that these young men and women participate in regards to practice to get their step downs is pretty amazing. The one thing about the debutantes ball that I've noticed in the many years that I've gone to the debutantes ball is that for many, this is their first time interacting with other Filipino Americans in the community that aren't per se their cousins or close family friends, and relating to other Filipinos that might also have a shared same experience that they've had growing up here in Minnesota. In fact, my former co-host Ramon Hugh, that is where we first met as friends, was when we were sophomores in high school and participated in the debutantes ball and was able to develop our friendship through the years from the debutantes to hanging out outside of the debutantes experience and eventually doing the Filipino American National News. The crazy thing is how much the Filipino American National News and the debutantes are so much connected. As I said, I'm a three-time escort, so I was able to escort a debutante multiple times. Debutantes are only able to participate in the ball once, but Ramon himself is also a three-time escort. Eric Sumangil, who wrote the debutante ball play, which is based off of the film Minnesota debutante's ball, was a three-time escort. Of Rafael Granda, also a three-time escort. The unique thing about Rafael, myself, is that we attended Henry Sibley High School, which is now known as Two Rivers. And a person that is doing the debutante's ball for the third time, Eddie Cook, is attending or is participating in debutante's ball for his third straight time. He has an uncle who's now a Michigan resident who was a three-time escort. One of the escorts who's doing it for the second time, Nikolai Fitzgerald, is actually Ramon's nephew. And the person that got me really interested in being a part of the Philippine American National News during my college days, Ann Webb, her brother is the only four-time escort in the debutante's ball. It might even be five. I think Al Malixi is three as well, if not four, but a very exclusive club in regards to the debutantes in regards to escorts. I think there's some misconceptions about what people think a debutante's ball is because of what they believe the debutante's ball represents, or a debutante, or as they call it, debut in the Philippines, represent. For in the Philippines, for some, it is for people who are of wealth who have hosted these events for their children as they become of age, whether it be 16 or 18. But I think here it's had a deeper impact of just not just showing off your kids to the community, but kids starting to get in tune with who they are in regards to who they are Filipino and learning more about their culture and seeing others like themselves. If you have the chance and you have an hour and a half or so, the Film Minnesota Association 2 years ago produced a documentary on the debutante ball experience. For those of you who think that, okay, they produced this, this is a one-sided storytelling, it's not. It tells the unique experiences of many debutantes and escorts and the impact that it had on their lives. So if you have a chance to want to learn more about the experience, not only from the people that created the event, but the participants who were part of the event and what sort of impact it had on them, it's something definitely you should take some time out of your day and learn about the debutante's experience, at least in regards to the Minnesota experience of a debut. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is a collaboration between AJ Rafael and Jesse Barrera. And the name of this song is She Was Mine.
Here we go.
On my mind 24 hours at a time,
'cause with my eyes you are mine,
you are mine, yeah. No matter where you go, I won't be very far, 'cause in my head I'll be right there where you are. 'Cause love is no distance, baby, love, love is no distance, baby, no. Not when it comes to you and me. So she wrote me a letter, said the weather wasn't better, but she said that she was doing fine.
She said that she was doing
fine. I wanna see her face to face, is what she wrote to me that day. And
I knew that it was all a sign.
So I wrote back with a song, promised it won't be too long. Wanna make up for all I lost time. Cause in my eyes, you were mine, you were mine.
No matter where you go, I won't be very far. Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes to you and me.
So I'm going through these boxes, my life's gone off track. Cause it's been 3 years and she hasn't written back. But in my eyes, she's still mine.
And I know it sounds so stupid to be waiting this long, but I'm still in love. And I know I'm not wrong. Cause in my eyes, she was mine. No matter where you go, I won't be very far. Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes to you. And no matter where you go, I won't be very far. Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes to you and me. Not when it comes to you and me.
And that was AJ Raphael and Jesse Barrera with She Was Mine. You're listening to Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks as well. And you can listen to us via the KFAI app that you can download via Google Play or the Apple Store. A few days ago, I had an interesting email, and potentially we'll be having an interview with a person highly involved in this project. But coming to PBS is Working Out Wombats, an exciting new animated STEM series for preschoolers from GBH, who brought to you Molly of Denali and Arthur, starring a playful trio of marsupial siblings, Malik, Zadie, and Zeke, who live with their grandmother in a diverse and vibrant treeborhood. When the series debuts on PBS Kids this Monday, February 6th, young viewers and their families will get to tune in to the stream a show with authentic cultural representation and inclusion at its core. Leading the charge is ensuring that all aspects of Working Out Wombats are looked at through the lens of cultural inclusion. A series co-creative producer, Darlene Mortel Edard, PhD. Dr. Edard's work centers around identity and helping young people recognize who they are and how they fit into the world. With her expertise in cultural studies, visual culture, and Asian and Filipino-American studies, Dr. Edard's focus with a new series is to make sure every character and story are culturally authentic and reflect the lived experiences of young audiences. With it, Working Out Wombats, she also shares some of her own Filipino culture in the creation of the Philippine Eagle family. Junjun, Kaya, Armando, and Gabriela feature in the series. Dr. Edmundo has been closely involved in the development of these characters, from casting actors with Filipino backgrounds to listening to on voice record sessions to make sure all the words in Tagalog are pronounced correctly and verifying that the design of the characters and their home reflect the Filipino heritage. For example, the 8-pointed yellow sun on Junjun's shirt is also on the flag of the Philippines, and Junjun's family's home has a big wooden spoon and fork hanging on a wall, just like those found in many Filipino family kitchens. And hopefully in the future, we can connect with Dr. Edard in regards to Work It Out Wombats. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. Potentially, it might be our only article of the evening. And this comes from the Wichita Eagle. The United States and the Philippines on Thursday announced plans to expand America's military presence in the Southeast Asian nation with access to 4 more bases as they seek to deter China's increasingly aggressive action towards Taiwan and in the disputed South China Sea. The agreement was reached as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in the country for talks about deploying U.S. forces and weapons in more Philippine military camps. In a joint announcement by the Philippines and the U.S., the two said they had decided to accelerate the full implementation of their so-called Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, which aims to support combined training, exercises, and Interpol ability. As part of the agreement, the U.S. has allocated $82 million towards infrastructure improvement at 5 current EDCA sites and expand military presence to 4 new sites in a strategic area of the country, according to the statement. Austin arrived in the Philippines on Tuesday from South Korea, where he said the U.S. would increase its deployment of advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula to bolster joint training with South Korean forces in response to North Korea's growing nuclear threat. In the Philippines, Washington's oldest treaty ally in Asia and a key front in the U.S. battle against terrorism, Austin visited southern Zamboanga City and met Filipino generals and a small contingent of U.S. counterterrorism forces based in local military camp. Regional Philippine Military Commander Lieutenant General Roy Galido said, "The more than 100 U.S. military personnel have provided intelligence and combat advice for years to Filipino troops battling a decade-long Muslim insurgency, which has considerably eased but remains a key threat. More recently, U.S. forces have intensified and broadened joint training focusing on the combat and readiness and disaster response with Filipino troops on the nation's western coast, which faces the South China Sea and its northern Luzon's region across the sea from the Taiwan Strait. American forces were granted access to 5 Philippine military camps where they could rotate indefinitely under the 2014 EDCA Defense Pact. In October, the U.S. sought access for a large number of its forces and weapons in an additional 5 military camps, mostly in the north. That request would be a high on the agenda in Austin's meeting, according to Philippine officials. The visit of Secretary Austin definitely, obviously, will have to do with many of the ongoing discussions on the EDCA sites," Philippine Ambassador to Washington Jose Romualdez said at a news briefing. Austin was scheduled to hold a talks Thursday with Philippine counterpart Carlito Galavez Jr. and National Secretary Advisor Eduardo Ano Romualdez said. Austin will certainly call on President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who took office in June and has since taken steps to boost relations with Washington. For right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a group known as Legacy, and the name of this song is Never Got Over You.
Oh, yeah.
Legacy would never got over you. And it looks like some recent basketball news broke out of Adelaide, Australia. It looks like Kai Soto has decided to step away from the Adelaide 36ers and pursue other opportunities with a different team internationally. It hasn't been stated as to what team he is looking to play, whether it be in Europe or possibly the Philippines. But unfortunately, as I've said on numerous broadcasts of the Filipino American National News, I just think Kai Soto has been getting some bad advice, whether it be from the agents he surrounds him with or potentially the pressure of the Philippines back home of having him play for national teams when he's trying to ultimately pursue the NBA dream. And he did try doing that, going back to the Philippines to play for the national team in the height of COVID, and then that round of the I believe Asian Games got canceled, and then he was left without a team there with the NBA G League team. And his basketball journey has just kind of been a mess as of late. But for right now, we're going to end the show with a song from the artist known as Passion. And the name of this song is Nothing. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
When I look at you, swear that I feel something in my heart, telling me it's gonna be okay. Like maybe this time love will stay. And the sun, oh, it tries to shine brighter when you walk by, as if it knows that you caught my eye. It's jealous that you light up my life. And when the rain pours in full force, it tries to ruin all not much the world can do to keep me away from you. I am committed to make sure these dreams we have come true. And gravity tries to push me down. There's no chance when you're around, honey, we'll make it. Stop us, nothing can stop us now. The view of the ocean, oh, and cut the leaves of the fall, they boast of their beauty. But darling, you surpass them all. I've been blessed with the privilege of loving you, babe. You're proof that mistakes, oh no, no, and oh, what a beautiful girl he made. And when the rain pours in full force, it tries to ruin all of our plans. Oh, but it can't, no, no, it can't. There's not much though.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.